Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen is talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist
Nicholas Cole. Vincent Ngala. Jonathan Fritzen.
And news with the smoothest show on the internet radio, your host, the Jazz Queen.
I love that voice. I just love that voice. This is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. If you'd like to join us in the chat room, please go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com and click on Raj Dulari's name, and that will bring you into the chat room. The phone number is 646-716-5485. I am joined by my co-host, Mr. Tim Garrison. He is the voice of Talking Smooth Jazz and the Jazz Queen Show and the host of Chill Out Jazz. Hey, Tim, how are you?
I'm doing good, ladies. How are you? How are you?
We're doing well, doing well. Nice to have you back in the co-hosting seat.
It has been a while, hasn't it?
Yes, sir.
It's been a
yes,
while.
Yes, sir. Yes,
Raj,
nice to have you back.
Now, you know, this is the first time that I've ever spoken with Raj, but we've communicated a lot online to get her first album out on Honey Wine. Raj, how you doing?
I am good. So good to finally talk to you, Tim, and thank you so much for all the awesome support.
Oh, no problem at all. You have great music. And, of course, that Honey Wine was definitely one that really caught my attention, and I'm glad that it did well for you.
Thank you. I'm really, you know, a lot of folks, I'm glad that we were able to expand the audience by you helping out with listening to your Chill Out Jazz show, and a lot of folks have responded to me about Honey Wine as a result. So thank you so much. Any extra support, I truly appreciate it.
Well, that's what we're here for sure. Terry.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. All right, let me welcome to the chat room. We have a guest, and Joe from Germany. Welcome, Joe, and the guest. Let me introduce my guest today. Take Ella Fitzgerald's clear vocal tone, Jill Scott's spunk, and Chaka Khan's funk, and you have a new jazz vocalist, Raj Dulari Barnes. At 17, she was offered her first gig at Ryle's Jazz Club in Cambridge and later shared the stage with Bobby McFerrin while attending Berkeley. Her current CD is called Honey Wine, and she has started an Indiegogo campaign to fund her next CD, Journey of a Woman. Raj Dulari, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. Now, Tim, I'm going to let you go with the first question, but I just want to make a comment, and I kind of told Raj this before we came on, that what I loved about reading her story and watching her video is her determination and her fearlessness in reaching her goal to get to the Grammys. I was really impressed with that.
Thank you so much. I'm working hard, and you know, as you know, I am an independent artist, and I'm just really trying to do the best that I can to get my voice heard and get the music created. So I appreciate it, and if I have nothing else, I have my determination. So we're going to get there one way or the other. But thank you.
All right. That's right. All right, Tim, do you want to start with the question?
Well, I guess I could. Raj, when did you first believe that you could sing, that that this is the route that you wanted to go?
I would say it wasn't until I was about 17. I had always been a vocalist all my life. I mean, I grew up in the church, and my mom was a choir director. My grandfather was a pastor of a church in Kalamazoo, Michigan. And so being in the choir was a part of my life for a long time. But I did never considered it a profession. It was just something that really made me happy. I would sing to, you know, I was an only child, so I would sing to keep myself happy. I would sing when I was sad, you know, any time. And I never considered it to be a profession until I turned 17. And I wanted to actually be an actress and a tap dancer. And I was part of a youth troupe, and they asked me to sing a poem as a part of a play. And a woman who was teaching at Berklee at the time heard me sing and said, hey, would you like to front my jazz band? I've got a gig coming up. And it just really took off from there.
Wow. Wow. It's a great story.
And I, as I got older, thank you. As I got older, I realized it was something that I couldn't really get away from. I would try to do other jobs and I would be hired to sing. And I kept saying, okay, I've got to be responsible, but I want to be an artist. And it was just something that eventually I couldn't deny anymore, that it was my purpose. And so I'm really, really glad to be pursuing it now instead of doing something else. So.
Okay.
Now, the gig that you got at 17 at Ryle's Jazz Club, how did that come about?
I was in a youth theater troupe, and it was called Act It Out. And it was, I was living in Boston at the time, and I actually asked me to do a Langston Hughes poem and sing it. And it was Play the Blues for me. And so I sang it, and this woman who was in the audience was a Berklee professor at the time and a percussionist. Her name was Angela Mia Boschman, and she asked me, would I sing for her band at Ryle's? And that's how I got the first big gig. Yeah.
Okay. And then sharing the stage with Bobby McFerrin?
That was really, it was a fluke, but it was an awesome experience, and it's one thing that I'll carry with me probably for the rest of my life. I'm a huge, huge Bobby McFerrin fan, and one year he came to Berklee, and he was performing in the Performance Center, and he said, all right, all the vocal students come on the stage. And I literally, if you know anything about the BPC, it's this huge, huge auditorium, and it holds hundreds and hundreds of people. And I was up in the balcony, and my friends were like, you should just go. You should just go and do it and see if you can sing with him. And I ran from the top of the balcony all the way down to get in line in the front of the stage, and I was one of the last vocalists picked. And I got on the stage. I looked a hot mess. I wasn't even ready for anything. But he was improvising with the vocalist, and I just started humming along with him, and he sang with me, and it was the best, 2 minutes of my life. I keep trying to get the video of it. Berklee has it in their catacombs there, but it was one of the best experiences of my life, and it taught me a big lesson about just really taking a chance and stepping up. And when someone hands you the mic, you just sing and you just go for it. So, and I'll always treasure that.
Great story. Okay, area code 347, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. Hello? Okay, I guess they just want to listen. All right. So now let's go ahead and talk about, I want to talk about this campaign that you have going on for your new CD. Tell us about that.
Okay, so as I mentioned, I'm an independent artist, and the last CD, Honey Wine, that Tim has played on his station was produced by myself and an engineer. We just literally went into a recording studio, recorded the album, distributed it, produced it ourselves. And I did that on my own dime, on my own paycheck, and with the help of a few friends. This time around, I'm trying to do the same thing. I truly believe that I can make the music that I want to make. I don't have to wait for a label to sign me. I can actually produce the kind of music that I want. So the next album is Journey of a Woman, and I'm going into the studio in July. And I decided to do a fundraising campaign because I wanted to invite people to be part of the process and invite people to be part of the recording and support the music. We have a lot of folks who have come out to our live shows who have been really awesome supporters, and I just wanted to take people further along on the journey. So we're trying to raise a lot of money so that we can not only record the album and produce it, but so that it can be high quality enough to submit to the Grammys and to be considered. I fully believe I'm going to win a Grammy. Whether it's this year, next year, it's going to happen. So this is the first step on that journey, is finishing this album. And so I need people to donate and help us get further along in that process. So that's what the campaign is all about.
Okay, and what is your goal?
I love the attitude. Yeah, I love the attitude, for sure. You got to believe.
That's right.
You can't, anything that you want to do, just like you guys starting your radio stations, You have an idea about something, and then you make it happen. You don't wait for someone to come along and syndicate you. You put out what you want to hear, and you know that other people are going to support it. And so I truly believe that if I put out the music that I love and that really means something to me, that other people will hopefully be touched in the process and will also then, you know, join in, chime in, and support it as well. That's my goal, at least.
Mm, okay. So what is the amount that you are trying to reach?
So I'm trying to raise $30,000, and $30,000 would allow me to not only produce the album and record it, but it covers the CD cover art, website, the marketing of the album, the producer fees, the musician fees, paying for transportation. And to give you a little bit of a context, every time I do a concert, my baseline fee is $1,200. That's how much I try to pay the band, because I usually have a 7-piece band. So a CD of this magnitude is about $30,000. So that's what I'm trying to do with no label help, just by myself. So that's what we're asking for that much.
Okay. And how much have you raised so far? And is there a deadline that you have to meet?
We have 8 days left to go in the campaign, and we have raised $2,500, which is really great, but we do have some work to do. So we have about a week left to go, and I am confident that we will reach our goal.
Okay. So let everyone know where they can find that campaign, Journey of a Woman, to help you out there, help you make put some donations.
Absolutely. And if you follow me on Facebook, the link should be popping up on my Facebook page right now. It's IGG, like Indiegogo, IGG.me/@Journey of a Woman. So if they're following your Talking Smooth Radio Jazz Radio page, they can find me on Facebook. The link will be posted right there, and they can donate to the campaign. We also accept donations via PayPal. But the Indiegogo campaign helps us track the progress. So if they follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, Instagram, the link is everywhere. It's igg.me/@Journey of a Woman.
Okay, @Journey of a Woman. Okay. Now, I had said earlier that I was impressed by Raj's story and her determination and fearlessness in reaching her goal to get to the Grammys. And I say fearlessness because do you want to share the story of, you know, what you did with your retirement account and your savings account and moved from Boston to New York?
Yes. So 3 years ago, I had just passed my 30th birthday. And I was thinking, you know, I really want to be a vocalist. I really want to be a musician full time. And I had been in Boston for about 10 years and performing in some of the same bands and doing the same gigs every year. And I just felt like I wasn't really getting further along. And so I decided I was going to move to New York and I was going to kick my behind in gear, if you will. And I cashed in my retirement. I had been working a day job at that time. I cashed in my retirement. I cashed in my savings, I paid for a sublet here, and I moved 3 years ago. And I tell you, there were some times when I was eating ramen noodles and refried beans for a few months and for quite a while when I moved. And it's still a challenge. I have a day job now. I haven't quite quit my day job yet because I try to – any income that I have that doesn't pay my rent goes to the Rasha Larry Music career. And so I just keep trying. And my desire to win a Grammy is stronger than my fear of failure. So I just believe if I keep going, someday, somehow, something's going to give and it's going to be successful. So that's what keeps me – I'm afraid still – I still have my fear, but I also have my determination.
Oof. Mm.
I would be terrified.
I'm still terrified. but somewhere along the lines a few years ago, I heard this statement, be afraid and do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of reminds you that it's okay to be scared of something. Whenever you want to change your life, whenever you decide that the way you're living now, you want to see it better, you want to make it better, whatever you decide that, that's like a big mountain that you have to overcome. So it's going to be scary, but if you just keep going and you don't give up, you can get past it, and you can literally, they always say that life is on the other side of your comfort zone, right? So you won't
yes.
get to wherever you want to be until you push past that comfort zone. So
true.
I remind myself of that every day.
I need to write this down. Get past the comfort zone. Okay, okay. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Okay, so being a single woman moving to New York to pursue your singing career was a big risk, especially, you know, cashing out your retirement and withdrawing the money from your savings account. What was it about New York, as opposed to, say, West California, that made you think New York was where you needed to be?
Well, I am still, even though I was raised in the Midwest, I am still very much an East Coast girl. And Boston was close enough to New York that if I got truly afraid and decided to come back, I could, which I did not. But I knew some folks in New York. I didn't really know anyone in the industry, but I had some friends in New York. So I felt like it was a safe move. And so that's why I made the decision. If you're a musician or an artist of any kind, there are only two places you really can go to launch your career is New York or L.A. And I think New York is a little bit more – L.A. is great, but L.A. for me still feels a little bit more commercial, more Hollywood, while New York has more grit. New York is more for the independent urban artist. And so I feel like you can be a little bit more successful here and at least launch yourself better here in New York and then go out to the West Coast if you have to.
Okay. Did you know anyone in New York?
Just friends, just close friends that I had been social with, but no one in the industry, no one in any of the major venues or anything like that.
Okay. So when you did move there, at least you knew someone. You know, you weren't really on your own. So at least you knew somebody.
Right.
So that helped.
Right.
Okay.
Yes,
now,
how
many people in your family begged you not to do that?
Oh, man, my mom was, you know, she was pretty afraid for me because, you know, I was over 30, and so I didn't really want to do the roommate thing, and I didn't really want to do the starving artist thing. So I moved here and moved into my own apartment and moved into a neighborhood that wasn't the safest neighborhood. But I have faith. I mean, I truly believe that if you pray and if they always say, you know, not to get too preachy, but they do say God will give you the desires of your heart if you step out on faith, right? And I truly, truly believe that if you step out and if you know that you have a dream about something, you have to go after it no matter what. You just have to. So for me, failure wasn't an option and not doing it wasn't an option. And, yes, there were some moments where it was my family was like, wow, really, you're going to move to New York? I still have people who are skeptical about whether I'm going to be successful. I mean, for me to say I'm a curvy girl and I'm going to win a Grammy, it's a lofty statement to make. But I fully believe that if you want something in life, you have to declare it. You can't just, oh, I hope this is going to happen or, you know, maybe one day. No, you have to say it with definition and with, you know, make a declaration about it and believe it. And that's how you can make your dreams happen.
Preach, girl. She preaching.
This girl strong.
Yes,
this girl
sir.
Is strong.
Yes.
She's strong.
Yes.
She's strong.
Definitely. Definitely. Well, now her new CD, Journey of a Woman, is literally under construction, as they say. She's working on it now, and the campaign is to help her complete that. We're going to play a new single from that CD. It's called Natural. It's the only single that she sent me to play for now. And there's also a video for this song on YouTube, which is really nice. Where was that video shot?
That was shot in New York, actually, in Chelsea. I had an awesome videographer, Elijah Reeder, and stylist Stephanie Allen, and I got some really awesome curvy women who came out and participated in it. A lot of them are business owners in their own right, and I really wanted a chance to showcase some awesome curvy women who are doing things and who are independent and who are starters in their own right, self-starters in their own right. So not only are they beautiful on the outside, but they're beautiful, very strong, very determined women on the inside.
I love that video, too.
Yeah,
nice.
Thank
you.
Yeah, it's a great video. So some people in my camp, Monica, wanted to be in that video once she saw it, too.
I know. I got to tell her I got her the next time around, for sure.
Yeah. So you can check that out on YouTube. Raj Dulari. Her name is spelled R-A-G, D as in David, U-L-A-R-I. Raj Dulari Barnes. So search her on YouTube and look for that video called Natural. I have a question from the chat room from Glow Jest. Wants to know, did you try out with The Voice or American Idol when you were younger?
I did not. And a few of my friends have asked me about this. And here's the thing for me about The Voice and those shows. There's two things. One, I got to be honest with you, I feel like American Idol, I don't like the way that they sort of, for people who can't sing, I just feel so sad for them because I feel like they have such a desire to be on TV, and sometimes I feel like they kind of get humiliated on that show, and although I think that reality TV has its place, I don't like reality TV that sort of makes fun of people and their dreams and things like that, and, you know, not to say that American Idol does that all the time, but I just didn't want to sort of be that sort of musician. Also, when you do big reality shows like that, when you make it successful, they basically own you. You have to sign a contract, and you have to agree to whatever music that they want you to do, whatever promotion that they want. You become, just like any other packaged artist, you become the property of the contract that you sign. So, yes, you might get your recognition, but you won't be able to have your own voice most of the time. I think The voice is definitely more geared towards just vocalists, which I think is awesome, and I won't rule out applying to The Voice just yet. But I really wanted to do it my own way. I really want to take control. It is my goal to have my own label, to produce my own art, my own music, and just do it on a global level and be paid for it and paid well for the hard work that I do without having a label sort of dictate or a major corporation sort of dictate what my artistry looks like. And I think as you get further along, as we've seen so many times, there's so many artists who are really amazing who start out as these awesome indie artists and then they become sort of corporate, and their look changes, their music changes. It almost feels like it's not even coming from them anymore. It's just a sort of robotic kind of, I mean, you hear it on the radio all the time. There's auto-tuning, there's all this stuff, and you lose the authenticity of the artist. And that, for me, is paramount. And I know it may mean that my ascent is a little bit slower than someone else's, but if I get there with my integrity intact and with the kind of music that I want to produce, then I'm all right with that.
Okay, good answer.
You were great for Berkeley. You were great for Berkeley.
Exactly.
All right, area code 269, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you? What's your name?
My name is Deborah Warfield.
Oh, I know
Deborah.
Who this is.
Okay.
I just
Hi,
love
Mom.
It. Hi, sweetheart. You were supposed to bust me out. I was trying to be clandestine here.
But that's all right.
I love that you constantly decree and declare your dreams. I want to know, again, how do you retain that energy against all the storms of building your own business with the industry?
I think you have to work very hard to have your own inner peace. And I'm actually grateful that I'm starting to do this launch over 30. And I know I say this a lot, but I think that you have to have a good sense of self and a good sense of who you are before you get into the industry. And in doing that, there's a lot of up and down that goes on this journey, even as we're doing this campaign. I mean, you know, I've had some days, we've done the campaign for about 40 days now, and I've had some up and down days where I'm like, man, are people really going to donate? I don't know if this is going to be successful. And then we'll get a donation, and I'm like, yes, we're going to make it. We're going to take it to the Grammys. And it's this up and down energy flow all the time. And I just really have to pray. I have to keep myself quiet. I have to keep my foundation. I have to focus on the music and focus on what's the most important thing to me, and that is becoming this sort of artist that I want to be. And that keeps me grounded. And if I say, you know, I was in concert last night, and on stage I said, I try to say Grammy at least 3 times a day so that I can remember it and sort of manifest it. Because when you're sitting here and you're in your apartment and you're just a single artist and it's only your music, it's hard to see yourself on the Grammy stage. It's hard to see yourself so far away from where you are. But I try to remind myself every day. I try to focus on it and manifest it so that it's not just a vision and a dream in my mind, but it's something that's tangible and real to me. And that keeps me going. That keeps me strong.
All right. I just want to say over the air that I'm just so, so superbly proud of you. I know how much it's taken for you to get to this place of such inner peace and healing, and you're just radiant in every area that you forge through, and it's just igniting, and it's just an honor and a privilege and a blessing to watch you continue to unfold. So I just want to tell you how proud I am of you.
Oh, thank you so much, Mom. I love you. Thanks for tuning in.
You're welcome.
She keeps me sane, y'all.
Well, wait a minute. Deborah?
Yes?
Hold on.
I have
a question. Now, I want to know, when she moved to New York, what were you thinking, and how did you feel about that?
I was the first one to drive her to New York when she was 7 years old and say, here's New York.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I made it a point to show her the different opportunities that were out there, the world that was beyond our world, because my mom did that for me, and I just know that it did a lot to shape my ability to dream. And so when she told me she was going to move to New York, of course I had some concerns as a parent, but I trust that the angels watch over her, and I know that she's driven, and I know that she's on assignment. And so I just began to prepare, you know, New York for her, because I don't know if they're really ready for her or not.
Okay.
When she got there, she got confirmation that, you know, that was her place. You know, she has a story to tell of the different things that kind of fell into place for her, but she moved by faith. And so I just was excited about what she was going to learn. And I knew that New York, if she could do New York and she could grow in New York, then she could survive anywhere.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow, that's great. That's great. Well, I thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Have a great afternoon.
Thanks, Mom.
Bye bye, Queen.
So sweet. All right. Okay, I'm glad
that was really sweet,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely. All right, this is from her upcoming CD, Journey of a Woman, is called Natural.
Been a skinny girl, I got curves you could see clear across the world. But I'm a real strong sister with a big old dream. You should never judge a book by its cover, you see.
That's all I'm right to my identity.
Cause ain't a damn thing false when it comes to me. Took a long time, now I'm feeling fancy free. Listen, let me tell you how I came to be. Guess what?
Hey girl,
did you know that you're fly? Thought that I could never be like the girls on the screen. Straight hair, long legs, I felt so ashamed. Knew my hips would never match what the TV portrayed.
Flashback to when I was about 14.
I had fake long nails and a big old weave. I tried every diet trying to be size 10. Used to get so dizzy that my hands would spin. Cut off my hair, trimmed down my nails real low, hoping that my beauty would show. But today I can say that it feels so good to be me. I can say my curves are beautiful, they make me shine, they make me fine, and now I know that I'm just right.
Hey girl,
don't you know that I'm fly?
Hey girl.
was Natural from Raj Dilawri's new CD, upcoming CD, Journey of a Woman. So now, when do you expect that to be released?
September of this year. We're going into the studio in July. We should be mixing and mastering in August, and we have to submit it to the Grammys by September in order for it to be considered. So we've already gotten the songs written. We just need to record them and mix and master them. So, yeah.
Oh, cool. Cool. Okay, Tim, do you have another question?
Well, since Raj is on, so I guess we can talk about anything about Raj when it comes to her music. I wanted to put some emphasis on her first album as well, The Honey Wine. Do you? I'm not for sure if you have that particular single, Honey Wine. That was what made me. Yeah, that was a great song actually. That got me introduced to Raj Dilawri. I had no clue of how to say her name. I had to email her and say, girl, how do you say your name? now it just flows, you know what I mean? And then you start to do the background, and you find out that she is actually a full-figured model as well. So just to see her and see where she's going, and actually the music, it's real music. It's real music. It's nothing that's processed. It's not a machine. It's real music. Honey Wine was definitely one that really caught my attention when I started playing it on Chill Out Jazz. So,
thank you, Tim.
You're most welcome. I don't know if you have a particular time of when you're supposed to play the song, but that's one particular song that the audience really should hear as well.
All right. Well, then I will play that next. This is the title track to her current CD, Honey Wine.
I could write a million songs about the brilliance of your smile. Easy, you make me free. Other
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. That was Honey Wine, the title track from Raj Dulari's current CD. And Glow Jess, a.k.a. Gloria, in the chat room, said that she thinks you are very talented and she is going to spread the word about your music.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we need all the help we can get.
Now, I read that you were drawn to Sarah Vaughan and Ella Fitzgerald. What was it about those ladies that drew you to them?
Well, at the end of the day, I really love good vocals. I really love artists and musicians who can take their voices and just shape them and make them instruments and make incredible sound out of them. And Sarah Vaughan, Ella Fitzgerald, Betty Carter, Nina Simone, Shirley Horn, Shirley Bassey, all of these women were amazing, amazing jazz vocalists. And even as I do more contemporary music, I still have a serious love for jazz, and that's my first love. And so, you can never, ever, ever go wrong with listening to Sarah Vaughan or Ella Fitzgerald. Even when they did more contemporary music, their voices were just timeless, you know? I mean, Sarah Vaughan can sing a song, you can listen to her, and still feel like she is telling your story today, even though the music was written almost 100 years ago at this point. If you think about it, 1920s, 1930s were when these women were really sort of starting to become popular and just sort of coming out, and we're almost 100 years since their albums were created, but they're still so relevant, and their voices are still so powerful. So they really, really, truly inspire me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, go ahead, Tim, you have a question?
I'm sorry. No, I didn't.
I thought you had a question.
I was just...
No problem. So I read, Raj Dulari, on the Journey of a Woman CD, that this CD is where you say you're literally opening up your heart and singing it to your listeners. And there are some songs on the CD that you really hesitated to release. Why is that?
Yes, even natural, to be honest with you. When I first started out, because I love jazz so much, I actually write a lot more R&B and more soul music. But I love jazz, and I really wanted to be like this, standard jazz vocalist that would just sit up there and sing, Swing Low and all those wonderful ballads. And I never felt like, I wasn't sure of my R&B writing as much as I was of my jazz writing. But I had all these songs that I had written that were more R&B centered, like Natural and things like that. And I had some songs that talk really personal about how I feel about myself and get more open. Jazz, when you write, it can be more metaphorical. You can just tell a basic story about, loving someone or how you feel about someone, and it doesn't even have to be coming from you. But with the next album, I really wanted to try to write from my perspective. And with Natural, for instance, I talk about how I never was a skinny girl. I never was a girl who fit into anybody's particular mold. And there are days when I looked in the mirror and wasn't really happy with what I saw. But through the writing of Natural, through moving here to New York, through going through this process of this journey of a woman, I love myself better and better the more that I kind of step out on faith and I step into my purpose. And in doing that, just like I'm having that evolution in my personal life, the music is evolving just as well. And so I have some songs, like I have a song that is on Journey of a Woman, and it's called Real Love. We actually premiered it last night at our live concert, and it's a song about a single woman who has been single for quite a while and has decided that she's not going to just do the casual dating thing. She's going to wait for the right one to come along. And it's a very personal song, and it's more in line with what we're doing with the album, which is just sort of really looking deep into myself and the things that are important to me and sort of revealing them through the music and trying to tell more of a story in the music. When I started as a single artist 3 years ago and I did Honey Wine, I needed a product. I needed to put something out because I was coming out on my own. I had been in many different bands, but I hadn't done my own album. And so what I did with Honey Wine was I wrote a few jazz tunes,
and I added some jazz standards that I really loved. And I sort of put together a product so that I could say, this is me, I'm a vocalist, I'm new on the scene, here's what I can do. With Journey of a Woman, it's really, this is me as a person. This is what's personal to me, and I'd like to share that with you and have a conversation with you and tell you more of my journey. So two very different albums and more evolution in the music. That's really what it's all about.
Okay. Honey Wine has remained in Amazon's top 100 most downloaded MP3s. It's available on CD Baby, so definitely pick that up. All right, I'm going to play Into the Light. Tell me about this one.
Okay, Into the Light was literally Into the Light was one of the first songs that I wrote on Honey Wine. I was a student at Berkeley, and I was traveling by bus in the dead of winter to go as a student worker to work one of the jazz festivals in Toronto, Canada. And I remember thinking, man, I really want to be on my own. I was in three different bands at the time, working a full-time student job and taking classes at Berkeley. And I felt completely overwhelmed. And I really was thinking about moving out of Boston and wasn't sure how to really do it. How do I release everything that I had been holding on to that was comfortable for me and step into this new life in New York? And so for that, for me, that felt like stepping into the light, like elevating myself. And so I started to say to myself, well, how are you serving yourself, hiding any of the blessings that you have? What does it do for you to hold on to this blessing if you're not sharing it with other people? Why would you stifle that? And, you know, any blessings that you stifle, they keep you bound. They weigh you down, you know. When you go to church the pastor always talks about if God gives you a gift, to squander it is to do a disservice, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in doing Into the Light, I sing about really just taking off the shackles of your fear and your hesitation and moving into the light and moving into your purpose and believing that you can do it. So that's what this song is about. And it features my friend Monique Brooks Roberts on violin. She does an awesome violin solo in the middle of the song that always touches me. So I hope you enjoy it.
I've got to get away, got to get a move, got to get up and fly. My journey started now, can't just let my dream falter and die. I hear the thunder roll, feel my spirit move, feel my body lift to the sky. A prison of your own making. Worried dreams are like your soul despairs and darkness. But only if you knew the gem that's inside of you. Your heart needs mending, your light needs shining. What's the use in hiding? Secrets that you're keeping, blessings that you stifle away you down. Find a way to kept my feet pressed to the ground. But today the sun shines my way. It took a little faith, a whole lot of hope. But now the chains break, I can move. What's the use in hiding? Secrets that you're keeping, blessings that you time will keep you bound. Find a way to you. Let your spirit find your way.
That was Into the Light from Raj Dalaire's Honey Wine CD featuring Monique Brooks Roberts on violin. You know, you have that old school sound to you. Yeah, you really do. It's very nice. It's very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. So this hour has just gone by so fast. I just posted that in the chat room. Tim, did you have any more questions?
Basically just talking about, you know, the journey of a woman, you know, the goal. You have the link that's up where they can they can also donate, you know, to her fundraiser. Because how much longer do you have left on this?
I have just a little over 7 days. So we are in our last week of the campaign now, and we've raised $2,500, but our real goal is $30,000. My mom always told me, if you don't ask, you don't get. So I'm really trying to ask my supporters and the folks who like the music. We don't have a major label backing. We don't have a major marketing push. Most of the time, all the marketing you see, I have a business coach that I work with, but every time you see a post on Facebook, it's me actually manually putting it in. So we need all the help we can get, and that's why we're trying to do this campaign, and that's why we're trying to raise the funds. So any amount will do. It could be a dollar. It could be $10. It could be anything you want. So we will take as much help as we can get.
Okay, so I counted Monday, June 17th is your last day?
Sunday the
16th. Would it be the 16th? The 16th, okay.
Sunday the
16th, so that's Father's Day. All right, so
yeah.
Sunday, June 16th is the last day to donate to this campaign. So definitely consider making a donation and help Raj Dalaire out with releasing her next CD, Journey of a Woman. The site is igg.me/@journeyofawoman. Definitely check that out. And you can also go to her Facebook page, and she has the link on her Facebook page as well. So definitely help support the artist, and let's help her meet her goal so she can release this CD and submit it to the Grammys by September.
I do have one more question. Jeff Scott, he just texted me. He said, where did the name Raj Dalaire come from?
Okay, so Raj Dalaire is a Hindi name. It's from my dad. He knew a woman named Raj Dalaire when he was much younger. Raj means king. It's Hindi, so Raj means king, and Dulari means daughter. And it basically means daughter of a king, loosely translated. And it took me a long time to grow into my name. I was definitely, when I was younger, you know, to talk to people and they'd say, how do you spell that again? How do you write that? What kind of name is that? Especially growing up as a brown girl, you know, they're trying to figure out how to say your name and all of that. But as I got older, I realized that, you know, you're named something for a reason. It's a tradition in our culture that when you're born, your mother places her hand on you and names you something for a reason, and it's up to you to live up to that most of the time. And so I truly feel like it is, I love my name now. I try to walk in it as much as I can. I try to own it as much as I can. And yeah, that's the story of my name.
Jeff, you got that? Okay. He's good.
I wanted to say one thing too. The campaign for folks who are listening in who are going to be in the Philadelphia area, we don't just want to ask you to do this campaign without you knowing about the music. So on the Indiegogo site, there's actually links in the videos. I actually put new snippets of the music, so you can go on and watch the videos, and we put either instrumentals or snippets of the music so you can hear what we're recording as we're going along. There's actually rehearsal clips and things like that. And then on the 15th, the day before the campaign ends, we're doing a concert in Philadelphia, in downtown Philadelphia, and we want people to come and listen to the music so that they can see the project that we're working on. We just did a concert last night in New York where we previewed a lot of the album, a lot of tracks from the album, and the audience really loved it. It was well-received. So we're not just asking you to donate to this project without hearing of any of the music. You can listen to snippets of it online, and you can come and actually hear the music live next Saturday in Philadelphia at Bainbridge. I will put the link. The flyer is already up on my Facebook page. I'll put the link to get your tickets, and you can come and actually hear it and experience it live. We don't want to just talk to you about the music, but we want you to actually come and experience it. So hopefully you guys will be able to come out to that.
Oh, good, good, all right. Cool. All right, well, you can follow her on Twitter at Raj Dulari Music. And again, her name is spelled R-H-A, D as in David, U-L-A-R-I, Music. That's on Twitter and also on Facebook. Well, congratulations to you and all the best and good luck on your campaign. I hope that you meet your goal so that you can walk across that Grammy stage and accept that trophy.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me on. I really, really, truly appreciate it. So thank you, thank you.
It's my pleasure. It is my pleasure. Thank you. Now, before I let you go, I'm going to close the show with the song Me and You, so tell me about that.
That was, it's a happy song. It's about falling in love, even though you've been in love a time again. It's about giving love that one last chance. And you find someone that you really enjoy, and all you want in the world is to spend that time with them. After you've been single for so long, it's not just you by yourself anymore. It's me and you. It's you and I. This is a love song, and I hope everyone enjoys it.
All right. Thank you again, Raj Dulari. It's been a pleasure having you on the show. All the best to you.
It's been a pleasure talking to you as well. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right, that was Raj Dulari Barnes. Her current CD is called Honey Wine, and her upcoming CD is called Journey of a Woman. You can donate to that campaign until Sunday, June 16th, Father's Day, by going to igg.me/AT/Journey of a Woman. Tim, thank you again for co-hosting.
Oh, I'm glad you had me.
I am. I'm glad you have me. You know, just
great
just before
talking
the game,
to you, Tim.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Raj. I didn't know you were still there. Yeah, great talking to you as well, too. Yeah.
Yeah,
just before the game,
out...
too, because you know.
Oh, my goodness. I will let you go.
Go Spurs.
Let me promote Chill Out Jazz. Let everyone know where they can hear Chill Out Jazz.
Chill Out Jazz is actually in a couple of places. One is in that's coming out of Dallas, where I also post on Facebook, which is fbrn.us, Fishbowl Radio Network. I'm on there every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday from 3 to 5. That is Central Time, okay? And there are new shows that come on there. And I'm also on Singapore Airlines. So any internet, any international airlines, you know how the airplanes have their little radio stations. You can tune in, Chill Out Jazz on Singapore Airlines as well. So, I'm trying to do some.
I know that's right. I hear you. All right. Thank you to Glow Jazz, Joe from Germany, the guest. Thank you for joining us today. You've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen. This is Me and You from Raj Dulari's Honey Wine CD. Have a great day, everyone. Okay, don't want to play.
Oh.
Well, all right. Well, it seems to be stuck. There we go.
There we go.
To your heart, I hope you hear my pleasure forever, never to part. And now the sun is shining down on a familiar vibe. If God is kind, we can tempt fate, we will make it out alive. Seal your heart to mine with a kiss, and I'll believe it's true. A precious treasure, love for two. Caress my soul. you. The pleasure's all mine. Keep this gift I'm giving. Diamonds like your eyes light me up. And then I'm blazing in a fire, burning bright. I light up the night. When you kiss and tell me how well you love, my soul desire is to please a spell. You got me under, take me away. Let's love forever and a day. I'll never be the same. Let's share moments like this for hours, ever and ever. Never, 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 never let me go. Steal a kiss between long day hours. Fill me with your happy all the night. Simmering, I'm brimming over with the thought of you delight. Now the dawn is coming, we have yet to say goodnight. Don't worry, there's no hurry. We got
Smooth Jazz. Please visit our websites TalkingSmoothJazz.com and Mastermind-Entertainment.com. Join our Facebook fan and group pages and follow us on Twitter at Jazz_Queen and The Daily Grind. That's THA Daily Grind.